Man accused of coughing on Wegmans worker charged with terroristic threat. By Catherine Rodriguez on March 25, 2020. A central New Jersey man who allegedly coughed on a Wegmans worker and said he had coronavirus was charged Tuesday with making a terroristic threat, officials said. George Falcone, 50, of Freehold, was charged with terroristic threats, obstructing administration of law or other governmental function, and harassment after the Sunday incident, New Jersey Attorney General Gerbier Greewell said in a statement. The Wegmans employee reportedly asked Falcone to stand back after he was standing too close to her and an open tray of prepared food. She covered the food while making her request, according to the Attorney General's office. Falcone allegedly leaned forward and coughed while laughing and saying he had coronavirus. He also allegedly told two Wegmans workers they were lucky to have jobs. A Manalapan Police Department detective who was posted at the store approached Falcone. The man reportedly did not cooperate with authorities until 40 minutes later, when he provided his name. Falcone is expected to appear in court at a later date. If convicted, he could face up to 7 years in prison and up to $26,000 in fines. Falcone is not the first case of a man being charged with a terroristic threat during the coronavirus. A Missouri man accused of licking deodorants in a Walmart aisle was also arrested and charged with making terroristic threats. New Jersey is one of the few states that have issued a stay-at-home order, only permitting people to leave to obtain groceries, visit a doctor, or pick up drugs from the pharmacy. Residents are also told to stay at least 6 feet apart from each other. The state has recorded 3,675 positive cases of the coronavirus and 44 deaths, according to the state health department.